Oh my God, I completely love this song. Do you know this song?
I do. Mine. Oh yeah.
It's called Don't Tell Me. I love it. Oh, I just, I'm going to say their name wrong. Blanc. It looks like Blancmange. I don't know. It's
Blancmange.
Blancmange. I effing love this song. I just love it. We're going to end with another one called Living on the Ceiling. But, you know, it's funny because a girlfriend of mine on Facebook posted this and she's like, I completely forgot about this song. And then I heard it and I'm like, oh my God, me too. And now I just can't stop. I start moving and I can't stop moving.
I just stood up and started kind of boogieing. Don't tell me I'm the...
So awesome.
Don't tell me.
I'm just in 10th grade again, working at like rocking
it. I know.
I love it. It was 1984. It was a 1984.
Oh, I'm graduated.
Song. So, you know what I want to touch on, because we didn't even talk about Roy Moore, but one meme that's circulating, and it's being circulated by men because they think it's funny, and I don't remember exactly what it says, but it's got a picture of a 14-year-old boy, and it said like, the only time I was ever inappropriate with a 14-year-old girl was when I was 14, ha 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 ha, and it's like, no, that's not funny. You're not being funny when you're 14. It's like you said, when you're 8 years old. You knew something was wrong. So a 14-year-old boy behaving inappropriately in a sexual way with anybody, whether it's another girl or a boy or whatever, is wrong, and they know it. And you can't just excuse this behavior and laugh it off and say boys will be boys, because it's the same patriarchal bullshit that got us here. And if you're a thin-skinned man who doesn't understand it, I have no fucking time for you. I don't care if we've been Facebook friends for 2 years and we've agreed on everything else. I don't care if you think I'm being hysterical or wrong. It's not funny. It's stupid. And you got to stop. You know, God, it pisses me off. I wrote a post about this, and one man misunderstood what I said, and he kind of just talked about, well, when I was young, when I was 14, you know, I had sex with people who, you know, girls who were totally into it. And it's like, well, nobody's complaining about, you know, look, there are kids that explore sex. There are girls who are interested, boys who are interested. That's different than a boy going up to a girl and groping her. It's just different. Right. Or a boy going up to another boy and, you know, grabbing their crotch, just as it would be bad for a girl to go up to anybody and do the same thing. And you understand the difference. You understand what's inappropriate when you're young. And so I just, that whole fucking meme thing pisses me off every time I see it. So I just had to say something.
I'm with you. I haven't seen the meme.
It's just stupid.
It's really, really stupid. And let me tell you something. I don't even really. 14-year-old boys absolutely know the difference between right and wrong. 14-year-old boys that prey upon 6-year-old little girls, which is also something I'm quite familiar with. Those people know it's wrong, and when the parents go to great lengths to deny and to shield the boy who did wrong rather
like
than
the
get
Duggars.
Him help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rather than get that person help, they're perpetuating it. And when all this stuff comes up, it's on my mind a lot. You know, I want to protect my kids, and my kids know if you're not into it, it doesn't happen. If they're not into it, it doesn't happen. It takes two people to both agree that they're into it.
Yeah, no matter what age.
And no matter what age you are, if no enters into the conversation, it's over.
Yeah.
Period. The end.
Yeah, at any point. Same, no matter how far along you are.
That's right. You know. Roy Moore is a skeevy child molester pedophile. That's unequivocal.
Yeah.
Everybody knows it. Dude is fucked up in the head and needs to step aside. He's not going to step aside. If he wins in Alabama, then that's Alabama. And I'm going to stay as far the fuck away from that... what do you want to call it? I don't want to call it Alabama.
That's like its own insult. And I don't want to be mean to all the people who live there. I think on Lawrence last night, though, that there were statistics that were named about that state. I mean, it's like the 47th state in, I think, income. Like white people earn the, like out of all the states in America, they're number 47 for even just like white people earning mm-hmm. less money than everybody else. Obviously, the education level is so far down, and there's a high extremist evangelical sect, which gets him elected all the time. I have a thing about both Jeff Sessions and Roy Moore. I think the bigger picture is both of them should be out. But especially in the case of Roy Moore, I don't really want him to step aside. I want him to stay in and lose. I mean, I obviously,
and lose.
Yeah, I can't control that, but that's what I want.
I love it.
You know, just
defeat. I want defeat.
And Jeff Sessions, you know, there's an argument there people are making, not anybody in power, but the argument is that if Jeff Sessions is gone, then whoever the new attorney general is could fire Mueller. Well, we can't keep Jeff Sessions in just for that reason. I mean, he's horrible and he needs to go. But, you know, I mean, it'll just happen the way it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I really have no idea because we you know, they kept accusing Obama of being lawless. These people are lawless. They just do whatever the fuck they want and nobody holds mm-hmm. them accountable, at least not yet. But eventually their goose will be cooked. And, you know, so there right. you go. Now I want to get into fun things. So
yay.
I want to talk about, first of all, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
We host Thanksgiving every year and my husband does most of the cooking.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, and we have, I think we're having like 18 people this year.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to clean it up, but it is going to be fun. I don't know what he has on the menu this year, but last year he did gorgeous everything, turkey, a couple different kinds of stuffing. And then as if that wasn't enough with mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes and two kinds of vegetables and blah, blah, blah. He did homemade buttermilk biscuits and people, we were like in agony. My pants were unzipped all the way to the bottom as I was like sitting at the table still and we're drinking coffee. And then we had cakes because I do the desserts, cakes and pies and all sorts of shit. But if those biscuits are not part of the plan, I'm going to have to take him to
protest.
Divorce court.
Yeah. Put a protest line. Well, Bob and I are actually just going to be alone. And I was thinking we might go to this one particular restaurant, but I waited too long to see if I could make reservations and they're just all booked up. But we're going to be moving back east. So this Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything is going to be our last opportunity to just kind of be free of the God only knows what we're going to be dealing with family guilt. About you're not coming to my house and you know. So we're just going to have a very nice, quiet. I've never prepared a Thanksgiving dinner before. So I think what I'm going to, what happened? Oh, I think what I'm going to do is just make a very basic, I like basic stuffing, nothing fancy. I don't like all the crazy shit in it. I just like bread and celery and onions, and then I guess maybe my mother told me that you have to add chicken liver. So,
or sausage.
No, not doing that. I like.
Why basic. No? Why so vehemently no from no. both of you?
No liver.
Yeah, no liver.
He's screaming. No, the liver is a flavor. It's not. No. You don't understand. It doesn't. It's not. It's just a little bit. It's just a teeny bit. Whatever.
But okay, maybe if it's like behind his back and mixed in and not visible.
But I don't like I don't like the sausage stuff. I just like plain stuffing. Bread, celery, and onions, and nothing else. That's what I
like. Okay. Would you eat, like, let's say you guys came to our house. Would you eat the cornbread stuffing that sometimes has, like, a chorizo in it and some veg?
I would taste it. Would you eat it, Bob?
What?
The cornbread stuffing with chorizo?
Yes.
Yes, he would eat that. I would taste it, but I want the option of, I want plain stuffing.
And then you'll have a more plain stuffing, but ours will have sausage, so you have to pick those nuggets out. But that's okay.
But yeah, so we're just going to have, you know, I don't know, whatever movies we're going to watch and we're just going to chill out and, not, and then the next day we're going to go get, I almost just said I married. Bob and I are not married, but we might as well be. But I almost said I married Clark Griswold, but Bob is kind of like Clark in that he loves just as much as I do Christmas, although maybe he likes it slightly more, decorating for Christmas. I've always loved decorating for Christmas, but he and I got this beautiful tree last year. So I know we're going to get another one, and we got these really pretty, they're like cranberry sprigs that you stick in the tree, and they're just a really pretty sparkly red. So, we had some last year, and then we bought more, after Christmas was over, because we decided we needed more, and I guess we had to buy them online, whatever. They're really pretty and I can't wait. So we're going to have very calm, drama-free, family-free holidays before we go into the full-on, you know, holiday guilt family mode, which will be fun, too, because I am looking forward to having family holidays. When, you know, growing up in Southern California with my mom, a lot of the time, like, for instance, on Thanksgiving, I didn't fly back east, and I didn't want to leave my mother alone for Thanksgiving because she had nobody. So we would just go to, in LA, we would go to Knott's Berry Farm, which I thought was absolutely great. So we would spend the whole day. Yeah, we would spend the whole day going on all the rides, and then we would go to the little restaurants. You know, it wasn't the greatest food, but it wasn't awful. It was good. It was just, you know, it was decent Thanksgiving food. And then one year we decided we were going to go to Disneyland, and we hated it. The crowds were long, it wasn't fun. Like, it was great on Thanksgiving every year when we would go to Knott's Berry Farm, which, if for people who are not aware, it's kind of like an old time California. What's happening with my microphone? Anyway, old-time California theme. People will dress up in the old-time garb, and they have like a little chapel that you can look in, and it's kind of set up as it was whenever, you know, I don't know, early 1900s. And so I always enjoyed that. And then when we went to Disneyland, it wasn't like that at all. It was just because, like, it kind of felt like, because of the old-time theme at Knott's Berry Farm, it felt more homey. Yeah, it was more Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so... when we went, we wound up leaving Disneyland and going to have dinner at Knott's Berry Farm that year. And I remember we were sitting next to some people, and they were, I don't know, we could hear them talking about how much fun they had had. And we let them know that we went to Disneyland and we hated it, and we had to come running back for the dinner. But, you know, just a little side note on that. All those years, starting from I was probably like 10 years old, and we would go to Knott's Berry Farm every year until I was in my 20s. Every single time we would see there was a train that would run through the park, like an old time train. And then we would take the ride. And then every time you take the ride, the bandits come on and they pretend they're robbing you. Yes. So the bandits would see me, and I would, my mom and I would laugh because they would always say something to me, and then they would single me out. And my mom can attest to this, but I was always the one they would single out on, you know, when they were robbing people, and they would just stand over me and they'd start fucking with me. And I would always get so embarrassed, and my mom would just laugh. And it was like, you know, obviously when I was older and starting, you know, I started to become a nice looking young woman, I think that was, they were flirting with me. But when I was 10 years old, they were just fucking with me, you know, and it was like they could just tell that I was going to get embarrassed. So they would single me out every single time. But, you know, I am looking forward, though, to being in the family environment, because my Thanksgiving experience was usually at a, you know, theme park. So I've always, like, kind of longed to have the more traditional family gatherings for the holidays, which I will sure have now.
It's so great. There's nothing like the holidays. I can't think of anything I love more than being with my family on, you know, Christmas Eve. It's my mom's side of the family. I get together with my cousins, and we immediately it's very special.
Yeah.
And now we all have kids, and people are, you know, the kids are exchanging gifts, and they're having fun. They make it the greatest, and everybody makes something amazing to eat. And last year on Christmas Eve, I made this gingerbread cake with, oh my God, I'll give you the recipe.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. with cream cheese frosting, and we were running late, and the cake wasn't super cooled down, so the frosting's kind of dripping, but it looked rad, and I had it on a beautiful cake pedestal thingy, and I go out to the car, and I'm like, okay, get in the car, get in the car. I put the pedestal down on the floor of the passenger side, and then I'm getting my kids in the back, and I look into the front, and we've got like these, the mats have ridges in them. They're like those all weather mats. Yeah. So the fucking pedestal tipped over.
Oh God.
The lid came off, and this beautiful cake that took hours upon, it's a very labor intensive cake, but it's so damn good. It fell over onto the mat. I scooped it up. I'm like, you would have thought that I'd been shot the way I cried and screamed. I was like, no! And I'm picking it up, and we walk in, and I'm crying. Oh. And my family, they think I'm crazy. And we called it floor cake. And my mom was like, my mom goes, no problem at all. And so she puts it on a plate. She scoops off, gets off all the dirt, reshapes the cake. It's now clean, and everybody had a piece of floor cake, and I'm making it again this year.
Yum. That's so funny. Oh. You just need to call it floor cake from now on.
It is called floor cake.
Well, yeah, and then I want to just quickly say, I want to talk about two things. First is that while I was in the DC area, I did find a place for us to live that I want. I have a couple of backups, but really the one that we found is super awesome. And that's the one we want. It's awesome.
And where is it?
Well, I'm not going to say, but it's in the DC area is all I'm going
to
say.
So you don't want to get murdered or stalked, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess anybody, if they really want to find you, they can find you, but I'm not going to make it easy. That's why I always just say I live in the San Francisco area. I mean, I kind of gave it away when I talked about the fires.
I practically give my address out. I'm here in Oakland.
But the apartment is great because it is an apartment, and it's got a sunroom, and it's got a fireplace and vaulted ceilings. It's got huge rooms, huge walk-in closets. It's got its own separate laundry room, a really nice balcony. The grounds are nice, and it's kind of in between my parents, so it'll be easy for me to get to my mother. But, you know, I worry about my mother because she's alone. And, you know, I mean, my father has my stepmother if something happens. Oh, my God. And then when I went back east, though, my fucking trip. I swear to God, the first week that I'm there, I'm at my mom's house. So that's pretty much when I did all the apartment hunting and I found everything I needed to find. So, you know, I'm there and I had just started, which is the second thing I want to talk about in a second, which is Pilates, because I just started doing Pilates. So I was able to get my workouts in and, you know, I was eating a little bit closer to the way that I normally eat, although, you know, slightly different. You know, we went out to this really awesome restaurant in Frederick, Maryland, which was, it's a tapas and it was Spanish. The food was insane. And it was so great because it was very taverny and it was like exposed brick and this gorgeous hardwood bar, and it was old, and the food was insane. There was like this one artichoke heart with crab meat and butter sauce, and I mean, my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
I want some of that this minute.
Oh, it was so good, and I'm so looking forward to being back there for stuff like that, because you don't find these old exposed brick restaurants here in California just because of earthquakes, and just they can't do it. So, I'm really looking forward to that. And then I want to talk a little bit about my new workout routine, because it's the first time in decades that I have found something that I'm really excited about. I can't say officially that I'm seeing results. I can feel results, but this all started because I had a conversation with a girlfriend of mine who pissed me off, but I'll tell you why. She's very thin. She's a dancer. She's a very thin, thin woman, always has been. So I told her, you know, since I've gotten older, I've gained weight. And it's not because I've stopped exercising or I started eating more. In fact, this whole year I've been trying to figure out ways to lose weight. And I just, no matter what I've done, it hasn't worked. I've cut down on my food intake. I stopped having snacks at night. I've increased my workouts. It doesn't matter. I used to be an actress. I understand how to lose weight. It's just because, you know, my hormones have changed. So anyway, I'm telling this to my girlfriend And she said something like, I told her that I've gone up one dress size. And so she says, oh, so you're chubby. I'm just like,
bitch, that, please.
I know, that just pissed me off. It's like, okay, look, I will tell you I'm fat all day long, but it's just because I've always been obsessed with my body weight. I've talked about it before, and the way that my body looks. I'm vain and I have an issue. I always have. But I know I'm not really chubby. I'm just bigger than I want to be. Anyway, she said, you should look into Pilates. She's a Pilates instructor. And I thought, you know what? I keep hearing about Pilates and I've put it off and I've put it off. And so I started doing it. I ordered some CD, DVD from Amazon, and it's like Pilates for beginners or whatever. So I started doing it, and I'm trying to do it as much as I can. And so what I've actually ordered two more videos, and I've got a few things on YouTube that I can go to. And I found, like, there's Denise Austin has one that I love, and I've just ordered a second Pilates, and then I'm also doing Windsor Pilates. So I'm able now to create this whole routine where I can get the most out of what I'm doing. And the difference that I feel is I've been working out since I was 20, and I've done all, you know, mostly it's been weightlifting or resistance training, not hardcore weightlifting, but little, you know, like 5 pound weights. And you know, step aerobics and different kinds of stair climber and all that. So this is, and I'm still doing that. I'm incorporating Pilates into the other exercises that I do. But I have this, you know, like I've heard people, they get obsessed when they do either Pilates or they do yoga. Okay, I'm getting that now, because it's a sense of well-being that I've never experienced from any exercise ever. And it's an internal feeling that I don't know how to describe it, but I can feel it. I can feel the change. So I'm thinking that my body is responding to this in a way that it's never responded to another kind of exercise. And I know that I'm not going to see results immediately, but I'm hoping, and I'll let you guys know, because I'm just kind of hoping by the end of the year that I'll have some noticeable results.
You will.
Nothing else has worked for me, and I'm working my ass off. Like, you can, Bob can tell you. I'm working out a lot.
Yes. No, Pilates is amazing. It's great. It is a great sense of well-being. It's a hard workout, but it feels, it's gentle on your body, and mm-hmm. you're resisting your own body weight in many of the exercises. And have you done it? Oh yeah.
And I want to do eventually, I want to do the reformer, which is, have you ever done that? Oh, I'm dying. I haven't done it, but I've seen it online and I've seen people working out, and it just looks like, it would just be so great. Now, I mean, when you're doing that, is it really difficult?
Oh, there's coordination. Like, you need an instructor to help you with a certified Pilates instructor to show you how to work the reformer properly.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's so fun. Yeah, it can be difficult. And they put, you know, you've got springs, and you can put the springs on different levels of resistance. And yeah, it's pretty rad.
Wow. I mean, I hate going somewhere to work out. I just hate it. I like working out in my own home, but mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to afford a trainer and a reformer machine that, I don't have the room. I don't have the money for that. So I'm going to have to bite the bullet at some point. But what I'm doing right now is I'm just doing, videos, or I should say DVDs, at home. And I'm going to work myself up to, getting my body really comfortable in those different moves, because I know that it doesn't necessarily get easier. But I think what becomes easier is that you can do them properly easier, because you understand what you're doing. And then eventually I'll probably get myself to some kind of studio. But I just get freaked out about starting something like that at this time of year, because I also don't want to get sick. Oh, and that was the other thing I was going to say, going back to Maryland. So anyway, I'm going to finish this, and then I'll let you add with it, because I've just been blabbing. But so I'm at my mom's house for a week. I go to my dad's house on Saturday, and on Sunday morning I wake up, and both my father and stepmother come at me because they know I don't like getting sick. And they're like, well, don't worry, but we're both sick. So
oh, no.
I'm like, so then my father gets this horrendous fucking cough. It's so awful. And of course I'm worried about him, because he's like 71, and his chest was just so congested and awful. So then it turned out my stepmother was feeling better, but then on Tuesday, she's got a fever. And I like catch fucking everything. So I'm like, God damn it. And, you know, I'm like in this germ house and I don't get to work out. And, you know, everybody's sick. And so I just kept taking garlic, and garlic seemed to keep it off. I took it every 3 or 4 hours. I took 3 or 4 little capsules and I never got sick. So thank the Lord. But yeah, I'm just really looking forward to getting into Pilates. And I think when we move, by the time we move, it'll be springtime. You know, I'll start looking around because there's just less germs flying around, you know, than this time of year. And I hate getting sick.
I do too.
I mean, no one likes it.
I despise it.
Yeah. It just pisses me off. So there you go. But you're doing your own workout, which is, what do you do? Weightlifting?
Well, I've put on quite a number of pounds, since the end of June. But I'm not trying desperately. That's a lie. I want desperately to drop it, but I can't because I can't stick to an eating plan. But I run a few days a week and then I go into a gym and I do awesome circuit training and I'm learning how to box right now.
Oh, how fun.
Which is really fun. I get bloodied knuckles sometimes.
Oh,
which
really?
Is great. It just feels tougher to me, you know, but I hit the bag, I kick the bag. I've got bruises. I've got really small calves. It's a genetic thing apparently. And I'll, you know, get dressed for work. I go to my workout at 5:30 in the morning. I'm kicking the bag. And then I put on my little ankle boots and like a cute dress. And I've just got purple bruises all up and down my legs. So that's not great. But it's so much fun. I just pretend the bag is Trump or Jared,
yeah, exactly.
Or Ivanka. You know, any of them I would punch if I, you know, not really, but it feels good. I've got the woman that owns the gym was the Kung Fu champion of America.
Wow.
And she's not anymore, but she's insane. She's just unbelievably fit and super chill. So she gets me in there. She's like, all right, what you're going to do is you're going to do this spin and you're going to hit it with the side of your arm and then you're going to spin and then backhand it. And so I just feel super tough when I walk out of there. But, and if I can get my food under control, hey.
Yeah.
But not this time of year.
No.
So I'm going to just take it.
Oh, well, I'm still going to work on it, but I'll have a couple of, that's what's nice about having just low key Christmas and Thanksgiving. We could just have that day to splurge. And then the rest of the time I'll just be back on my little, whatever you call it, regime of food.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
All righty. Well, I guess that's going to be it. We went really long today, but.
Oh, blancmange?
Yes. More. anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here, Stephanie. And we will talk after Thanksgiving.
And yes, and I can't wait.
All right. Take care.
Bye. Down, I'm up the wall. I'm up the boogie tree.